shaking over here. Look at.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
Hey guys, welcome to another Cigar Chat brought to you live on CigarFederation.com. Broadcast around the world, the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are out there in the world today. Thank you for taking the time to sit and hang with us. Rob from Cigar Federation here with you as always. Logan? What's going on, Logan?
Nothing, man. Just a slow day, you know, another day at the office.
Yeah, it's been kind of boring.
It has been kind of boring, actually. What's going on over here? It's been a wild day, Rob, not going to lie. From about 8 o'clock in the morning until about noonish. It was a rough day. It was a busy day.
Yeah.
But all for good reasons.
Do you want to get into that now, or do you want to get into that later?
Let's get into that. Let's introduce our very special bearded guest.
In the business, we call that a tease.
In the biz, we call that a tease.
Unfortunately, none of us are in the business, but if we were, we would call that a tease. So we'll get into Logan's news here in a second. We've got Chris and Kyle from Ezra Zion here with us. Thanks for joining us again, guys. It's been a while, actually, since we've had you on the show, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, dude, that's kind of an Abe Lincoln.
It's kind of an Abe, but I'm kind of just letting it just kind of sit there for a little bit because I'm deciding what I'm going to do for the show.
We're talking, for those of you listening and not benefiting from the lovely visual, we're talking about Kyle's beard.
He's straight Mennonite right there. Straight
I'm kicking
Mennonite.
It pretty honest.
Hey, man.
I'm just keeping it blank canvas right now because for IPCPR, I got to figure out what I'm going to do. I might just trim it up a little bit. I might just, you know, but I'm not going to scorch the earth, so everyone just keep your britches up. But
right tantrum down both sides.
Dude.
Dude, if I was that skilled, I wouldn't be here right now. Okay,
you pay somebody else to do it. You don't do it yourself, you know. But you could pick a nice font, and they could they could carve it right in there.
It's like I want a legit font. I don't want Times Roman. Okay, there's no Times Roman going up in this.
Some Helvetica.
Yeah, some Helvetica.
Dude,
or
Helvetica?
Ariel, or I don't even know.
Those are fonts, man. Times New Roman's where it's at, bro. I mean, if anybody cares.
Seriously, are you guys talking about fonts on a cigar show? I mean, for real?
We're off to a slow start for some reason.
Our strategy when we ever do anything is to run the show into the ground immediately, and then it's all up from there.
It's all uphill.
Set the bar really low, and then, jump right over it. Yeah. All right, so Logan, why don't you jump in? Logan's got big news.
So I got some breaking news. Well, that wasn't really caught breaking because it's already been out for about 12 hours now. But as you guys know, been running Cigar Federation and managing. Originally, Chris and Kyle started the site back in 2011. They did kind of suck at it. That's why they sell cigars now, and they don't do this because they did kind of suck at it. Yeah. But I wasn't gonna say that. That's their words, not mine. So they asked us to run the site about a year ago. We came back, as you guys remember, Cigar Federation kind of was on a death rattle. We brought it back. Everyone here is watching the show. It's because of you coming in, watching the shows, reading the reviews, our mods. But a couple of weeks ago, I was approached by Cigar Federation, and guess what? MF and CEO, right here, like a boss. Like a boss. And I can't tell you how many people, I got to thank everyone who said congratulations today, but I'm literally about 50 times today, I either got that Adam Sandberg video, like a boss, link sent to me, or the Kenny Powers MF and CEO. So all today I've been walking around talking to my team in India, and I've been like, konnichiwa, bitches. Like, that's all I've been doing all day.
Are you allowed to say that? Can you say the B word on AFR?
Hey, man, that's a female dog. Konnichiwa.
That's true.
Yeah, he just can't say, other words. But anyways. So that's what's been going on. Obviously very excited. One, to get these two Jackamos out of the way, even though they weren't really in the way anyways. But, just very excited about what we're going to be doing on Cigar Federation. Looking forward to, obviously all the cool stuff we're going to do, and just keep rocking it. So on to why we're here, talk about Ezra Zion. That's it. That's all I got to say. CEO's
Go ahead.
That's it. You're done. Okay, good.
I, I mean, yeah, so, and I mean, I kind of feel a little uneasy, a little nervous here being on with y'all and everything else. Now we got to, like, kind of bat on a little bit here, huh? Do we need to preface every sentence with a sir and end it with a sir and a sir, yes, sir? Are we going that far? Or what are we doing?
Nah, dog. I mean, I always tell people when they call me sir, I'm like, that's my dad's name. And I always ask people, I go, when do you cross into sir land? Like, is when you graduate college, you get your first real job, you know, when do you do it?
When you move to Texas.
Well, maybe when, yeah, well, that's probably true, because it's nothing but cretins from Missouri where I'm from. So, but yeah, now you don't have to call me sir, just call me Logan. And if you get out of line, you'll be out.
You're out.
You get out of line, you'll sick Rob on me or something. Rob will just start gnawing on my neck.
Dude, I'll do Jared, because Jared's built like a brick, just bam. He'll knock people out.
Dude, I'll be honest with you. Yeah, Jared, he kind of scares you. He's the kind of man when you shake his hand, dude, you know real quick not to mess with that man. He's got
some underlying thunder in there, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, now that all three of you guys were, you know, coming out of checking out dudes, that's cool. Can we go on with the show? Everyone's like, you're pretty messed up, Kyle. Dude, you're
really?
Out.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. Really? No, I'm kidding. I'm just, you know.
All right.
I feel awkward.
All right, well, you don't have to feel awkward.
You guys are welcome into the house of Logan.
Like, permission to come aboard, Captain Tubing. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm standing.
Yeah, exactly. Do we have to take our hat off? Do we have to take our hat off and then put it back on?
I'm keeping mine on.
No, but hey, for the record, Jared's a handsome man. Okay? I said it's out in the open.
I wouldn't go that far.
Shirts and what? Dude, you said you're not wearing pants? Well, welcome to the club. I'm not either. Doesn't matter.
It's a whole new site now. Logan took over and...
It just got real.
No dress code.
So let's digress a little bit. And, you know, we're all very familiar with Ezra Zion. Everybody on the site's very familiar with Ezra Zion. This is the first time we've had you on the show with AFRN. So why don't you give all the folks out there tuning in on AFRN a little bit of background on Ezra Zion. You know, the abridged version, because most of us are pretty familiar with it. Whoever wants to jump in.
Well, I will start off by saying to everyone that is listening on AFRN all across the world, my hat is literally off to you. Thank you very much for all you do. I certainly wish that there was this show when I was deployed overseas, but it wasn't, so it sucked. But now y'all got it, so be blessed in that. And Kyle, go ahead and give him the Reader's Digest. Break it down.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, we started off years ago. And, you know, we met at church, we're friends, we smoked cigars together for a lot of years. And just, you know, one day had an idea like, hey, what if we made cigars? And started, you know, dipping the toe in the... Dude, what are you doing, man? Are you posing?
Dude, don't worry about it.
Okay, I won't. Okay, so went and started learning about tobacco and did our due diligence. Hopefully did some more right things than wrong things, and came out with a few cigars. They've done fairly well. We enjoy what we do, and we're just happy to be here, man. We just want to make great cigars for the folks. So that's what we're all, it's pretty simple. It's what we're about. We're just simple men, man. Simple men.
Just simple man trying to make his way in the world.
That's right.
And so you guys have, how many cigars in your portfolio now? Six? Five?
Hold on.
Do the math. Five, right? With
under the Ezra brand, and then, you know,
right.
The Blessed Leaf Kairos, you know.
Correct.
And then also Collective.
So seven.
So, yeah, you know, it's been cool. And they're all good. There ain't a bad one in the bunch.
And they're all available at store.cigarfederation.com.
Shameless plug.
Why not? And we ship to APOs and FPOs, so let everybody know. And tonight, we're all smoking the new Tantrum, and we'll get into this a little bit more, you know, as we go. Love the size on this. You guys went with a Lonsdale. That makes me happy. Tantrum Corojo, but I know there's more details there, so we'll get into that as we go. Do you want to talk about the Tantrum now, or should we start taking audience questions? What do you think?
Let's just talk about the Tantrum.
Well, so we're there. Might as well.
We're talking about the Tantrum, so I got a question.
Go.
Two questions.
We're just here.
I have a question. To shut up when Logan talks. It's
I know, man. Bow down. Konnichiwa. Konnichiwa. So, question. Last year, well, not really a question, more of a statement. Last year, you guys released a Tantrum, limited release, number one cigar a year, via the new media consensus compiled by Half Wheel. Congratulations. This Tantrum, you're extending, kind of doing the kind of a next generation. Two things stand out about the cigar. One, it's longer, and two, it has a different name, which leads me to think it's potentially a different blend. Tell me about those two things and why you guys went this way with the new Tantrum Passive Aggressive. You should have called it the Tantrum Rob. That would have been hilarious.
Well,
because Rob is so passive aggressive. I'm just kidding. Rob.
We were going to come up with a cigar and just call it, we're just going to call it Bob. Bob. The Bob. No, you know, the it is a completely different blend. And, you know, we wanted it to be in that Tantrum genre, but the actual tobaccos, some of the tobaccos that we used in the original Tantrum, they're limited. We can't make any more of them. And so it's a completely different blend. We're kicking around if we want to make this an annual release, come out with a different Vitola, different blend, but kind of in that same kind of Tantrum family. And the passive-aggressive part, that really, if you look at the box, the official name of it is Tantrum PA, and abbreviated, obviously, for passive-aggressive, just because of the way the cigar performs. And, you know, we basically wanted to take the feedback that we got from the original Tantrum release and address the feedback that we got and create something that, you know, took all of that into consideration. So I'm going to have to pace myself because I'll just keep talking. So I got to let Chris get in there because he's giving me that look. Look at that look he's giving.
I know. He's about to divulge the blend, where it's made.
Yeah. He'll tell you.
Giving away the keys and the combination.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. You know that better than to ask that CEO or not. But no, like Kyle said, you know, it is a completely different blend. Toying with the idea of having an annual release, we weren't able to utilize, you know, the tobaccos from last year's Tantrum, but definitely kind of wanted to keep in the same vein. You know, one of the things that a lot of people said was, you know, the Tantrum was, you know, 2013 was a great cigar. I just wish it was longer. I wish I could enjoy it longer. And so, hence the reason why we decided to extend it to, you know, 6.5. Steel 44 ring gauge, Pensado soft press. You know, it's a great cigar. The passive aggressive, I think Kyle tells a story nice about why he actually decided on that. Once he explained it to me, I kind of understood a little bit more, because when he originally came out with the Tantrum PA, I'm like, oh, dude, PA, what is, I mean, is there, you got family ruts in PA that I need to know about? Is there somebody
Pennsylvania
special
Broadleaf.
There? You know. No, I mean, you got something going down that I'm not sure of or what? But it's a good cigar, you know, and we hope everybody gets a chance to, you know, get a hold of these things after the show and try them out.
And so these are going to hit shelves. It's the official release is IPCPR, which is a week away, 2 weeks away. So you'll probably find them in your local shops in August, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. They're boots on the ground in America, so orders from the show will be shipped out immediately for your smoking pleasure. One other second point, too, on the PA part of it. You know, Chris addressed that you know, people are like, well, I wish it was longer, The other thing that we heard was, you know, I really like the flavors. It tastes great. It's a well-balanced cigar and, you know, whatever, but man, for me, it was just too strong, you know, just kick my butt or whatever. And so we're like, oh, okay, well, instead of just kind of trying to chase that thing every year, if we do make this an annual thing, we don't just want it to be like, okay, well, the 2014 was stronger than the 2013, and then the 2015 was stronger than the 14. We're just continually trying to chase that stronger, stronger, stronger for the sake of stronger. We didn't want to get trapped into that. We wanted it to be able to kind of have a genre that was a special thing, limited edition. You know, when we come across tobaccos, now we have a place where we can utilize maybe the one or two bales we come across. We're like, dude, that'll be legit in Tantrum for this year or whatever, if we go that route. Again, we're just kind of spitballing out loud, just kind of being real with the folks. But the reason I kind of was kind of thinking about passive-aggressive and why we settled on the name is because it's because of the way the cigar performs when you smoke it. It starts off, and it's, you retrohale it as you should when you smoke a cigar. You know, it's got that more full-bodied strength through the nose. And then as you smoke it down, to me it becomes almost mild. Again, my palate, maybe not yours, but more mild in the middle, and then, you know, second third's mild, then the last third becomes more medium. So you literally have a cigar that is strong, you know, full, mild, medium in one cigar. And it was really, really crazy the way it performed, and I thought, you know, the first time I smoked it, I'm just like, dude, you think I got a fluke, maybe they missed, you know, put some filler in there, they missed a spot, you know, it didn't feel spongy, but, you know, maybe that's what happened. Well, as we kept smoking through the samples, of which this is the last one of mine, at least, in the whole pack that I got, they all perform that way. So, and we dug that, because, you know, there's a lot of great cigars out there. We want to do something that's going to be intriguing, that's going to be a little bit different, but at the end of the day, it's rolled up leaves that you light on fire. So, you know, how do you make it? I mean, and there's great flavors, but, you know, how many different renditions of wood, leather, coffee, chocolate, spice, pepper can you have? You know what I mean? It's kind of like Taco Bell, where everything is basically the same. It just comes in, like, a different shape. You know, so to try to do something that was a little bit different, and we want it to taste great, we want it to be a phenomenal smoking experience and everything else, but to us, the strength, you know, coming on real strong, then backing off, then coming back, I was like, this thing is freaking passive-aggressive, and it's just kind of how the name came. So,
cool. We'll get into it a little bit more on the other side of this break.
Konnichiwa.
And welcome back to Cigar Chat, brought to you live on CigarFederation.com, broadcast around the world on the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are, taking the time to hang out with us today. We've got Chris and Kyle from Ezra Zion Cigars hanging out with us. We're talking about the new Tantrum PA. We've got Logan, freshly minted CEO of Cigar Federation, in the house.
M-effing CEO.
I freshly minted, so I went FM.
FM, freshly minted.
Freshly minted.
Fun maker. I'm the fun making CEO.
Yeah, awesome. I'm so excited.
I'm the cheese maker.
Oh, God.
Oh, I went there.
On that note, Logan, this next segment is brought to us by who?
Rob, this next segment is brought to us by none other than our good friends at Delaware Cigar and the Cigar Federation store. Just so happens that because we have Ezra Zion on the show, Delaware has offered us an opportunity to put 10% off for all of our members and listeners out there in the Armed Forces Radio Network and listening on the podcast until Sunday. 10% off all Ezra Zion products, store.cigarfederation.com. Thanks, Delaware Cigar. Back to you, Rob. Did I sound like a total putz when I said that? Because that's what I was going for.
Yeah. Well,
no more than usual.
It didn't really sound much different than usual.
Oh, you're fired. Get out. Get out.
My new nickname will be Walking Papers.
Hey, so Logan, on your Cigar Federation like avatar picture thing or whatever, I noticed It says King on there. Are you going to change this to MF CEO?
That'd be awesome. I've been toying around with it that I might put MF and CEO, or I might stay King and then Rob might become Queen. I don't know. I mean, who knows?
There's probably won't do that. There's connotations there that I can't keep up with. Promises there that I can't keep. So let's move on from that.
We are going to Vegas, bro, in about a week. So,
touche.
Anyways, back to
back to the Tantrum, and it's funny. And I'm smoking the Tantrum now, the PA. I just ashed all over myself, unfortunately. I'm about, I don't know, about an inch in. And it's funny, the way that Kyle described it is it did hit me with that blast of, like, there was a hot pepper blast right at the beginning, and I thought, and Logan told me, because Logan, you smoked it already. He told me, wow, you're really going to like this, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, when I hit those first few puffs, I thought, this might, because if it's starting out that way, this might be too strong for me. But that was really, it peaked with the first two or three puffs, and then it kind of pared down, and I didn't really notice that the retrohale was really went from strong full flavor to, you know, more of a medium body, more of a medium strength as I was going on, right as Kyle was talking about it. So,
see what I did there?
Yeah,
true.
I don't know. Is that placebo? Is that what happened?
You can just tell it. He could talk you into a cigar 10 ways to send it.
For some people, it is.
This is the droid I'm looking for? Is that what you're telling me? So, anyway.
Star Wars, loser.
But yeah, you knew what it was.
I knew. These are the droids you're looking for. I mean, who cares, man? crap was from like the 80s, man.
It was before you were born.
I know it was. It wasn't before you were born, though, which is funny. Because no, I just showed how much older you are than me.
I was born in 77, but I was born after the movie was released.
Konnichiwa.
But the first movie I remember seeing in the movie theater was Empire Strikes Back. At like 4 years old.
That says a lot. That's
Rob, are you having a sensation that you need to lay down on a couch right now and start talking about your childhood?
Because no, I divulge. I don't hold anything back when we're on the show. Sometimes stream of consciousness, and you get on that train, and you just don't even want to be on it. And if I got the microphone, so sometimes you don't really have a choice. You just kind of have to ride along. So anyway, go ahead, Logan, jump in.
I mean, yeah. So anyways, so I smoked it earlier, and you know, it is kind of got the passive aggressive thing. It does start out, I think the beginning is more first tantrum-esque, but it is, like, here's how I would compare it. I mean, there's still pepper, but it's not like in the original tantrum. For me, it's like there was definitely like a chili kind of spice to it, and this is probably a really bad analogy, but I would look at the tantrum, the original, and it's more of like a serrano pepper. It's a little bit more intense. Where this, for me, is a little bit more of a grilled, like, jalapeno, right? Like, it's
like
a lot of
the same. Padron pepper.
Yeah, Padron pepper, sure. Jessica Padron. Anyways, but it's all, you know, all similar, right? I mean, there's a lot of the similar components, but the biggest departures were definitely the body and the strength for me. So if there's people out there that don't like the tantrum, then you'll love this. Exactly, pretty much, yeah, exactly.
But I think the tantrum, the original tantrum, Logan and I, we see eye to eye on very few cigars. We both love that cigar.
Touché.
Right? I mean, then that was really the type of thing where you wouldn't think that it's going to be, that it would hit my palate. But I love that cigar. This one so far for me, it's, like I said, it's very different. It's getting, it does calm down right in the middle, and I'm digging it so far. But anyway, okay, so you want to start taking some audience questions here?
Let's do it.
Here, why don't you get started, Logan?
Why don't you get started?
I'm deferring to
you.
You
know what? I'll go ahead and get started. So for Donald out there, Donald, number one, there's a good possibility, and number two, neither. There you go, Donald.
It's Donald's question.
I don't even know what the question was.
Lanceros.
Oh, Lanceros and bacon. All right.
Hey, man. Yes, so yes.
Donald does throw out a few random questions.
Oddballs. Let's go with Shooter. Shooter. So, you know, with the Honor Series, I mean, you guys had the Honor Series, the second cigar you released. I know you guys had originally talked about, on a previous cigar chat, talking about doing an Honor Series for another American hero. Are you still planning on doing that or continuing that series, or is that something that's gone by the wayside?
The Honor Series, you know, obviously that's something that we started with. That's something that will be around, and it'll continue on as we just decide that it does. As far as Shooter's specific question with the potential for honoring Dr. Martin Luther King, that's going to be a no-go. We weren't able to pursue that any further. And so just as a way to continue to honor that family, we just did a little polite pass on that. So that project won't be continuing. But as far as the Honor Series in general, you know, if someone decides to come into our minds and we decide to continue on the Honor Series, who knows? May continue.
I got an idea on that one, dude. What about an Honor Series MFCE?
We might develop the idea right now tonight.
That just happened.
Oh, dude. Dude, I love it. You can make it like a, you know, like a 5x60, like a Gordo, just like me and my physical makeup. Dude, it'd be money. Talk about a retail gold mine.
It could be like the Ortega Glen Loop, and so just have a little Logie character on it.
Yeah, I just got my face with that creepy picture I'm going.
Yeah, that picture's
scary. Dude, that was from my trench coat days. Let's just say that. Yeah. It was not a good picture.
Hey, you know what? No, real quick, I just had a thought, dude. I'm curious to see the kind of emails and texts and whatever congratulations that people send to you when you have your baby, and how that compares to I just became the MF and CEO of Cigar Federation. Because if you get less on having a kid, that's pretty jacked up, dude. Because SigFed ain't that good. But it ain't no kid.
Well, this is true. I mean,
it's the original Angry Bird. It's the original Angry Bird, which I dig, but...
Hey, man. We'll see. I mean,
unless that kid comes out looking like that picture of you, dude, that's going to be weird.
Man. Hopefully she'll look like Allie and she'll be, like, normal. But, hey, man, all I know...
Yeah, true.
We went to the doctor. I know it's off topic, but it's hilarious. We were in the doctor a few days ago. You know, they do all the baby measurements and stuff. And she's like, oh, her legs are at 50 percentile, right on average, perfect. Her belly, you know, her waist, same size, right on target. You know, her, you know, torso, right on target. And she's like, ooh. And Allie's like, what's wrong? What's wrong?
Don't say ooh when you're doing an ultrasound.
She did. And she goes,
so jacked up.
Her head is at the 97th percentile. And Allie just starts erupting in this nervous laughter. And I'm like, man, she going to mess you up.
Yeah.
And the doctor started laughing. I started laughing. And I was like, well, it looks like we're getting a C-section.
Dude, you're like, I'm so glad
I'm here. And then the doctor looked at Logan and said, yeah, you got a huge cranium.
Dude, I know, man. Hey, but if she gets just my big dome, as long as she gets my big dome and everything with Allie will be set, even though she'll look like a bobblehead, but no big deal. So, anything, pass the bobblehead. Next question.
Some Logan bobbleheads.
Dude, talk about selling, man.
Let's just go with CRA James. And CRA James, burrito, toast, no cheese. There you go.
Dude, I gotta get back to the stupid page. Where are we at?
Hey, I took it seriously when the CEO of Cigar Federation came on and he's like, oh, hey, just be prepared to answer these questions and everything else. So I just wrote down the answer, CRA James, burrito, toast, no cheese. There you go. Right?
Who asked that? Okay, wait. Okay.
I'll jump in and ask some of these questions.
Oh, we got like 1 second, Rob.
Oh, we do? Well, we'll get to more of these audience questions. Well, the last one was too long, so we'll go to the audience questions after this break.
Konnichiwa.
And welcome back to Cigar Chat, brought to you live on CigarFederation.com, broadcast around the world, the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thank you for taking some time out of your day to join us today. We got Chris and Kyle from Ezra Zion here with us. We're talking about babies with big heads and all kinds of other stuff. So, Logan, final segment brought to us. Yeah, we haven't really talked much about cigars. Last segment, Logan, brought to us by who?
Rob. Last segment is brought to us by our good friends at Delaware Cigar and the Cigar Federation store. If you guys haven't checked it out, we ship overseas. Bye now. Back to you, Rob.
Awesome.
And we ship quick.
That was so professional, dude. No wonder you're the CEO.
That was sublime.
The boss.
High-powered marketing offense with Matt Castle.
That was... That was just sublime. Okay. I'm just going to start plowing through some of these questions. Jason Hill, he says, if you had to choose one cigar that Ezra Zion makes, which would it be? Which would be your favorite and why? I'm going to ask Kyle that question.
Eminence? I would say Eminence for me.
With Vitola.
I really like the Corona.
I would agree.
It's so freaking good. Yeah, so, you know, when you're out... We aren't like us and you're blending so many cigars. I mean, we have 20, 30 blends going at a time that are aging and that you smoke and you're like, that sucks. You come back in 2 months, you're like, it's great. So you're smoking a lot of other stuff. And then, you know, sometimes the cigars you've created, you just don't smoke very often. So, you know, here a couple months ago, I circled back around. I was at Chris's house and I rated his humidor, circled back around to that Eminence Corona. And I was like, I haven't had one of these in a while. I lit it up and I'm just like, oh my gosh. We could sell these for money. This is so good. Yeah, I just freaked out all over again. And he wasn't looking, and I freaking like took half his box and just freaking left. I didn't say goodbye. So those were good. They were really good. Yeah, we could sell them for money.
So what about you, Chris?
But we do sell them for money.
Right?
Mine is definitely the Tantrum. I mean, you know, that was just that was a phenomenal trip going down there and just really wanting to do something special, from finding the tobaccos and smoking them there with Arsenio and the guys down there in the factory and everything else. It was just unbelievable. And then landing on that blend and getting the confirmation from Jacinto, you know, the general manager down there at TABSA. It just that entire process just seemed to be anointed. I mean, it was just absolutely phenomenal. Kyle named it, but as far as, you know, the actual cigar itself, that's by far my favorite. And I dig that small size. I mean, as you all know, I'm a small ring gauge guy, so, you know, the new Tantrum PA 6.5, 44, it's still the same ring gauge. I really dig that size.
Me. What about you, Logan? You've smoked them all.
Well, it would have to be the Jamais Vu, formerly known as the Inception, Corona Gorda. And I may or may not have smoked more of those than any man in America.
Dude, they're freaking dude.
And that's probably the truth. That's not a lie. That's not suffering. Saying, that's the truth.
You're that saying like a t-shirt. We came out with our first cigar, and it's like, man, yeah, everything else after that was just, I mean, that pretty much sucked. Pretty inferior, hey, man. Pretty inferior, guys.
Listen, I like all you guys' stuff. Like, it's just, dude,
whatever.
You had the Mazos. It was all yellow cello. Oh.
That was a year ago. Those are good times.
Dude, I know. Can you imagine what it'll be like this year? Who knows?
No one asked me, but I'm gonna give my answer as well. And I'm gonna be that guy. I'm gonna be that guy. That guy. And say that my favorite's the Collective.
Is the what?
The Collective.
The Collective.
Hey. Yeah, the Collective is, you know, at first it wasn't my favorite. I'll be honest. The Tantrum, I think, is a close second. But the Collective, as it gets a little bit older, every time I smoke one, it's a little bit better and it's a little bit better. That's a cigar that that I find myself going back to more and more over the last month. So that would be my answer.
Yeah, dude, the Collective, that's a good cigar. It'll make a man out of you.
It's
got to respect.
Yeah,
it'll make a man out of you.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, yeah, it was dedicated to the site, and you know, I'm my heartstrings are tugged when I see the eagle, you know, but
apparently that eagle's quite popular. I mean, I don't know.
It looks to be quite popular. I noticed that today.
Hey, man.
As of recently, anyway.
Yeah, as of pretty recently.
Black background with a very similar black footband and everything.
Hey, listen, man.
All right,
Logan, it's a great time to become CEO. Let me just say that. No, I'm just kidding. It doesn't matter. But anyway, if you can read between the lines on that one.
Everyone's just going, what in the world?
And everyone's like, what's Logan talking about?
Hey, don't dude, you worry. Highest form of flattery, man. Highest form of flattery.
That's right.
Someone's got a big old man crush on Logie Bear. Big old man crush.
Who doesn't, man?
That's right.
All right. Next question.
I know.
This is a great question. We haven't talked about it yet. As the founders of the Blessed Leaf cigar community, what part, if any, does faith play in your Ezra Zion venture?
I know the answer is everything,
but and then that kind of leads into, I mean, okay, bad question, moving on. No, I think it was a good question.
No, I think it's a great question. It's
an absolute great question, and I think it warrants both of us answering on our own, but, you know, to reiterate what you said, Logan, obviously it is everything. I mean, we've made it known from the very beginning that we're men of faith, and I mean, it goes from everything from, you know, our families, our children, our cigars, the name of the cigar company, the branding, the imagery that you see in it, and everything else. And you know, one of the things that we know is that we don't know, and by saying that, I mean that we try to be students of tobacco. We try to be humble and walk with humility in the industry and seek counsel from industry powers and industry associates. A great example of that is, you know, you and Rob, you know, taking over the site and doing what you guys are doing. We realized that that just wasn't what we were, you know, cut from the mold, and you guys have taken it to an exponential next level, and you guys will continue to take it exponentially higher than we could ever imagine. But having said that, you know, we present everything before the Lord and seek His good guidance and will to everything we do. That's my answer.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, yeah, our faith and our relationship with the Lord is at the center of us as people. So anything we do, obviously, that's part of it. And we're not the kind of guys that, you know, we're one way on, you know, on Sunday and different every other day of the week. And, you know, that's the kind of the classic knock on, you know, a Christian is that they're hypocrites because they're, you know, they say one thing and they espouse certain beliefs or certain standards or morals or whatever, and then they do another thing. You know, but my thing is, here's what you got to understand about, I mean, real people that are endeavoring to have a relationship with the Lord is that we fully realize how much of freaking derelicts and idiots we are, and that's why we reached out to God. I need forgiveness. I need all that stuff. So, you know, a lot of people think it's, well, you know, you're kind of sitting over there like, you know, you're perfect in yourself. The opposite. I'm dumb, so I need help. I readily admit that. So bringing that to, you know, into business or cigars, you know, one of the things that we believe from our, you know, from our faith, the Bible says that, you know, everything you do unto the Lord. So it's, you know, do everything as best you can. Do it with excellence. If you want to be great, you got to be the servant of all. So if we want to be a great company, then we need to serve our customers. We need to serve, you know, the retail shops and the owners and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so just bringing those sorts of values to the marketplace, I think has served us well. And, you know, I'm the first to admit that we are definitely far from perfect and we step on our pranks all the time and all that stuff. But, you know, that's just being real. I think that's one thing me and Chris, I think we do, you know, we keep it real. We're just who we are. And, some people like it. Some people don't. I know cause I read the comment sections for a lot of stuff that gets posted about us. And, but that's cool. You know, we just love everybody. And, you know, at the end of the day, let's just smoke a cigar and just be friends and be cool and just, you know, enjoy the greatest country in the history of the world, America.
Hashtag America.
America. That's right.
Well said.
That's well said.
I got nothing. That's well said. I want to go down and get to a few more of these questions before we run out of time. Here's a question from Jason Myers. Mayers or Myers? I'm not sure.
Who cares?
Could you tell us a bit about what it's like being part of the House of Emilio? Do you try not to compete too much with other brands? Are there any restrictions on what you can do? Blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera.
I'll jump in on whether competition or not, if Kyle can shut his trap. You know, actually, it's kind of funny. It's just like one big family, you know. Truly don't believe in it as a competition in House of Emilio or with anybody. I mean, there's several times when we'll do events and we'll be at a lounge that happens to have other brands in House of Emilio on the shelves, and I'm happy to speak about those and happy to see those cigars be sold, you know, over ours. I mean, you know, and we've done it with all of us together at events, individually, ones or twos, but, you know, a great thing about being a part of House of Emilio is that, you know, when one succeeds, we all succeed, and as long as we all maintain family integrity, you know, it'll continue to go for it. So, yeah.
Question: is it true that Gary's really 154 years old?
168, I thought.
Yeah, a decade ago he was. A century ago.
He's in his buck 60s.
Gary's 154. His bladder's 72.
That's completely inaccurate. Gary was the one sitting in the back of the boat telling George to sit down. All right? Hey, George,
that's probably true.
The original Washington, sit your butt down in that boat.
Yeah.
I'm going to capsize this boat, son. Yeah. Stop he's posing
all,
for the
he's
picture.
He's all, okay, hey, George, if you're going to be crossing the Delaware, okay, this is my home turf. You sit your butt down in that boat. Don't you know what you're doing in a boat? That's my Gary impression. That's my Gary.
I can't do a Gary impression. I just imagine him on the boat looking for birds.
Exactly. We got a good bird story about Gary. We didn't mean to imitate Gary. But
what?
Pretty good.
All right, you got to tell it, obviously.
Dude, Chris, you got to tell it. Dude. You got to tell it. Got to tell it, dude.
Okay. All right. So there we were.
I can't even do it.
Literally, it's an evening in Nicaragua. We're at the gracious host, Jonathan and Marvin, at the Drew Estate factory in Nicaragua. We're on the balcony. The sun is setting. There's a few of us on the back porch. And you know, it's been a good day of work, you know, a few drinks, a few cigars and everything else. And it's really quiet. Yeah, summer frescoes. It's kind of getting quiet, and it's kind of like one of those awkward silences. And Gary kind of breaks into the awkward silence, and he says, "Hey, see those cattle down in that field?" And we all kind of look, and we go, "Yeah." And he goes, "You want to see me scare them?" And I go, "You're gonna scare them from here?" And he goes, "Yeah. Watch this." So we're all looking at the cows, and I have no idea what this guy's gonna do. And then out of nowhere comes this high pitched shrill from Gary, just. He just starts shrieking and shrilling like somebody's gutting a cow or something. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then we all kind of look back at the cows, and they're all still just sitting down there chewing their cud, drinking the water out of the creek, you know, no big deal. And I go, "What was that?" And he's like, "It's the shrinking predator cry of some cross speckled titmouse owl or something in South America."
Mouse? How did a mouse get
what? I'm like, what? And he goes, "Yeah, but we actually might be too far south for that to really take effect to these cattle, indigenous to the Nicaraguan parallel of the latitude and when the moon is aligned with Uranus and all the." I'm like, "What?"
Yeah.
Dude, it was awesome.
It was pretty awesome. And then he started standing on one leg. I won't stand up and do it. And like high kicking out and like yoga posing and stuff, and I'm just like, dude, this is like watching Barney Fife, like, you know, balance himself on a on a rail. It was pretty funny. It was a good night. It was
very funny. But make no mistake, that man can literally tear you apart and kill you with like his pinky finger.
If you
ever get a chance to meet the man and get behind the scenes with that dude. He is a true American hero. He has literally given parts of his physical body on the battlefield in Vietnam, and he's a patriot through and through, and a man and a force to be reckoned with on this earth. So I say that tongue-in-cheek, just as fun, but make no mistake, the dude's legit, Cat.
Yeah, he is.
Wow.
Yeah, and we have learned a crap ton of stuff from that dude. I'm just like, absolutely. Gary, I just want to sit and hear you talk. I mean, he opened up some of his blending sessions, finalizing Carpe Noctem and Miadora on the last trip we were down there. Our trips obviously crossed over a few days. And to sit and watch his process, it's kind of like I liken this whole industry to music. It's like being able to go into the studio and look at another great guitar player, if you're a guitar player, and kind of see what he does and go, dude, wow, I want to steal that. I want to steal that, this whole way he goes about doing it. And, to be able to watch that and to be able to kind of just by osmosis learn. Dude, the guy's just a walking encyclopedia of tobacco knowledge. So it's pretty legit that somebody like that is willing to actually share and teach us, little Padawans. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's Gary's got a great reputation, and we've had him on the show. We've been lucky enough to spend a little bit of time with him. On that note, though, we're out of time. So, yep. Chris and Kyle, thanks for joining us. Thanks for the tantrum PA that I'm still smoking here. Everybody, you can find Chris and Kyle online at Ezra Zion Cigars, pretty much everywhere: Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those other interwebs.
Interwebs.
Yeah, on the interwebs. So again, guys, thanks for joining us. Thank you for checking out another Cigar Chat. We'll be back next week. We've got Ariel from La Serena Cigars joining us next week, and then we'll be off to IPCPR. So. Again, thanks for everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. And stay safe.
Konnichiwa.
Thanks, y'all.
And we back, motherfuckers. This is the whatever, man. Cuss, do whatever the fuck we want segment. Brought to you by motherfucking CEO. All right. What else we got? That's our read, Rob. There's the read.
That's the read. Brought to you by the motherfucking CEO. Konnichiwa, bitches.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
That's hilarious.
I will say that's the first time I've ever seen that clip. I watched it just before the show.
I made him watch it.
I've never watched Eastbound and Down at all, and that was the first time I saw that clip, and that was pretty damn funny.
Fucking awful.
That'll tear you up.
He gets the guy that's like, what is it? He's the new HR guy, just chokes the guy out at the table. That's awesome.
Dude, I wish we had that.
John Bones Jones.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys got to see it. So we've got, I know we've got some giveaways. I don't know how you want to do them, Logan. You're the CEO, so.
Handle my light work, Rob. No, I'm just kidding. do you know, Rob, I hate to tell you, I love you, bro, but these jokes will never end.
No, I'm sure they won't, yeah.
I know they won't. Let's do something fun tonight, because we've got fun people on. Let's do something fun, like, they can email me.
He's a fun boy.
Most fun CEO. Maybe, ooh, I got a good one. Email me at logan@cigarfederation.com with the subject line Ezra Zion, with your full name and mailing address, and I will repeat, Ezra Zion, subject line, logan@cigarfederation, your full name and mailing address. If you do not, you're disqualified, you dumb fucks, because you always forget. And I'm not going to email you, even if you say something funny. And what I want you to do is name Chris's beard. And why would you call the beard that name? And the funniest will win. We've got a 5-pack of Jamais Vu, formerly known as Inception, Honor Series, Eminence, FHK.
Logan, can you close your eyes while you say that?
Dude, when I think, I kind of look up at the ceiling, dude. And you know what? Go fuck yourself, Kyle, because you just called me out on my only weakness ever.
Yeah, I can throw you out of here now. You're gone.
And
you're the Pete Rose of Cigar Federation. Out of here, Pete.
Dude, you ever seen the 30 for 30 on Pete Rose? That shit's just sad.
I haven't seen that one. I've watched some of the other ones.
So sad, man.
And you know, right when Kyle said that, I've got a little eject button here where I could kick him out. I almost did it. I think it would have been kind of funny.
Ooh.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Hey, so like now that you're all up on your ivory tower and everything else, and you and Rob are just like out there just swinging in the breeze, are you guys like gonna come by IPCPR, or are you guys just gonna be like, oh, hey, we're like totally too good for you now,
I sent you guys a list of appointment times that we have open, so if you could let me know what time works for you guys. And we'll do our best to make it work for us.
Will say, though, like last year was just kind of free fucking willy, man. I was just a fat whale in the ocean just going wherever. But this year people are like emailing Rob and I like want to schedule appointments and shit. Like I'm like, I'm off work, man. I'm trying not to manage an Outlook calendar on this deal. Like I'm just ready to go, you know?
See, I thought the exact opposite. I thought we got those emails saying, hey, let's set some times up for appointments. I thought Logan's going to love this. We can make a spreadsheet. We can do all this stuff. And we can laminate all corporate. We could get a highlighter out, maybe a stapler
or
something.
Dude, I got a wicked set of highlighters, bro.
That's what I'm saying. I thought you'd be pumped on that. No, huh?
No, because I'm on vacation. I'm on vacation. That's my vacation.
You're working. That's work, bro.
But no, that's fun. That's fun.
You're working, baby. You're working.
I'm working,
well,
but
I mean, I certainly hope it's better than last year, because if I recall correctly, last year you guys like hit everybody else, and I think you actually hit everybody else in House of Emilio, and you guys didn't even interview us. I mean, we basically got kicked to the curb. It's just like,
that didn't happen.
No, we did interview them.
No, we didn't interview.
We interviewed Gary. We interviewed the only other guy we didn't interview was Steve.
He didn't say hi.
Yeah, we interviewed everybody else. That's funny.
That's what's funny about that.
So that's kind of fucked up. That's my fault. No. Yeah.
It's all good, but people are like, oh, yeah, sick, but they're in the tank for Ezra. Blah, blah, blah. It's this whole freaking conspiracy.
Yeah, that's true. We didn't even do an interview.
It's like, I can't even get him to interview me at freaking IPCPR. Yeah, this is such a freaking, conspiracy. It's like, oh, my gosh, dude.
We smoked the shit out of some Ezra's own cigars, so I'll tell you that.
We did.
Well,
the reason why is you guys were so damn busy the entire show.
Yeah,
I give you guys a compliment. Seriously, you guys... Yeah. Sun boost, and it was like fucking crickets. Like, literally, there was a line out the door to see you guys, like, tugging on your beards and slapping ass. You guys were just selling cigars.
Dude,
like,
we were slapping all kinds. Yeah.
Still, my favorite Chris story is when he got slapped on the ass by that lesbian, or whatever.
Squeezed it, man. She let him know what was up. That happened. Yeah, it was.
Go back and watch the very first cigar chat, guys, at the very end.
I'm telling you what.
That story's
epic. I'm coming off about $65,000 in counseling, and you guys just completely destroyed it. Now I'm gonna have to start all over again.
Yeah, she grabbed his cheek. Man. I saw it, dude. She grabbed his cheek and whispered to him, "You'll never be the same." And I was just, he was like, "Yeah." The story's grown since we first told it. I got all kinds of new parts to it now. It's pretty legit. Yeah, but the pictures were tasteful. I will say that, Chris. The pictures were tasteful.
Is it like the camera that they found at the end of what's that? What's the movie?
Yeah, Hangover.
The Hangover. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. So, are you getting any good responses to your emails there?
I've gotten a lot of really good ones.
We can make our way through.
You want to make our way through them? I mean, there's some dumb ones like this.
Jump in whenever you like. I mean, you know.
Yeah. The first one. Not gonna say name because I don't want to embarrass the fella. His beard should obviously be named Yosemite Sam.
I think that's pretty good.
Kyle.
That's a very literal answer.
Okay, I'll put it in the potential horrible answer
pile. You can do whatever you want. You're the boss, man.
Oh, this one's good. His beard's name should be the Dual Threat.
Ooh.
But is there more than that?
There's no reasoning behind it? Nah, I guess there's no reasoning. Sorry. See ya. I forgot my own rules.
Did you ask for
me? Oh, God. His beard should be called Pussy Handles because it's something for her to hold on to. Winner. Call him that.
That was great. That is epic.
Dude.
That's a new hashtag. That's got to be a t-shirt.
Again, Pussy Handles. I will remind the audience out there that the pictures were tasteful. Tasteful.
Wow, whose answer was that?
Oh, man.
The names will be kept anonymous to protect. Dude, who do you think it was? It was Jason Hill, man. He's a dirty fuck. This one, look, his beard should be called, "Look, I swallowed a goat feet first." I guess. Winner.
Funny, dude.
Really? I don't think it's that funny. It's a new guy, but he...
I can't believe it's not Brillo or something like that.
That's a potential winner. All right, here we go. Next one.
Oh, man.
How about Madonna Bra?
Madonna Bra. No.
No.
Chris's beard should be called... Huh?
No, go ahead.
It's like four answers. I kind of like the last one. Chris's beard should be called Spread 'em, Jessica and Jennifer... The twins, the unkept ladies.
Yeah, those are all good.
That's the winner.
I don't know who Jessica and Jennifer are, but...
I don't know, but it sounded like a porn star thing. It sounded pretty funny.
That's good. Spread them.
What should his beard be called? Dude.
That's
Satan's
funny.
Satan's pitchfork. No, it's against their religion, but it's too badass to be anything else. That one kind of sucked.
Yeah,
he wins too much anyway.
It's tough to follow Spread 'em, man. That's pretty good.
Dude, Shooter should be called Oriental Pubic Hair or Asshole Indentures. Shooter! You've used Asshole with Dentures before, man. You can't recycle your fucking put-downs, man.
Asshole with Dentures.
All right, next one.
Oh, I really don't even know why I'm laughing about this, to be quite honest with you. You're in Soul Academy right now.
I thought there would be like some sort of walrus reference, but I get
it's like a mob mentality.
No, I'm not. I'm just kind of reading them all because they're all hilarious. Chris would hire himself out to Logan after Logan's baby's born because he can watch two baby bottles at the same time. All his beers.
I like that one.
Winner, Craig Greenwood. That was pretty good, my friend.
Two
that was creative.
Horses. That's
very
good.
Relevant.
And topical. And timely. Topical. Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta admit that. That's legit right there.
That one was pretty good. All right, here we go. Next one. The Devil's Pubes.
Oh, dear.
I mean, it's funny, but there's no reason why, so you lose.
That's junior high school funny, which is why I laugh.
Chris's beard looks like a wizard's horn.
A wizard's what?
A wizard's horn. I don't know. It makes no sense.
I gotta just interject real quick here.
Wizard's beard
has arrived at such an epic status that it actually was referenced in the latest issue of Cigar Snob in the article about him. If you guys saw that or not, but he got a full, like, almost 2-page write-up on his service in the military, which is legit. I don't joke about that because I get too much mad respect for it, but it actually referenced his beard. And I'm like, dude, your beard is famous. It's a thing now. It's a thing.
Dude, you can't cut it because now people will know you as the beard guy, the bearded Chris Kelly, not the ginger Chris Kelly.
Now, is there...
Yeah, that's
someone,
true.
Someone?
There's actually three of us in the industry.
There's three? Chris Who's Kelly. The other one?
Yeah, there's an older gentleman. I mean, I hope he's not offended by that, but a little bit older than me, in the Northeast.
Like 6 months older than you, Chris.
Okay.
Hey.
For like half the year, you're the same age.
All right, let's keep going here. Slit beard, because sometimes women need some handles too. Kind of already been done, but good.
Yeah, he got beat to the punch.
Dude, I love this email because it's like it sounds like such a serene email. It's like petals of change, and I'm like thinking like spa, and then they come back with looks like straps for a saddle for a miniature horse. I don't know. Are you guys gonna tell me if you like these? Because I've Wildebeest. You didn't put your name, you dummy. Sorry.
Wildebeest.
The devil's udders.
I like that one. That's funny.
That's definitely the best devil one, that's for sure.
That's a good one. I don't know why they keep going devil. Chris's, oh my god, Chris's beard's name should be the vagina's jump rope. Dude. Winner, I don't care. Alright, how many do we got here?
Winner, I don't care. Look at he just keeps picking
up. We're just gonna keep going. How many prizes do we got? Rob, how many prizes we got?
Oh, let me look.
Oh, my goodness, man.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, along with some hats, and okay. A grand prize that is super secret awesomeness.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, let's pick one more, and then of that, we'll pick the best one for the grand prize.
Logan's just enjoying himself.
I am loving it. I'm sorry, guys. This is why I don't do this. Why does everyone keep saying Miss Chewbacca? That's, like, not funny.
It's Star Wars. I like that.
How about Chewbacca's udder? I like that one.
Here we go. This one's a winner. He's like, I would have went with Yosemite Badass even though you called it fucking stupid. Tell Chris thank you for his service from a fellow serviceman. You win. And you're new because I just feel like being generous. There you go. Okay.
Aw, look at Logie Bear. He's still got a heart of gold. He's just soft.
Hey, man, you guys got all my gold.
You know what?
So that's it.
It's just going to be like that magical unicorn you dream about, Logan. You will not be able to sleep tonight. That's awesome.
Probably not. Exactly. All right. Here we go. We'll make this quick. We'll make this quick. The best one for the grand prize, which I have no idea
what
the hell it is.
What happened to Rob?
Where is Rob?
That's awesome.
Rob, it disappeared.
I referenced it and you take it off.
I jacked it up. My bad. Hang on. Keep talking to Logan.
Pussy handles.
Winner.
Swallowed a goat feet first.
I like that one, too.
Chris's beard, spread him. Jessica and Jennifer, the twins, unkempt ladies.
Spread him.
Oriental pubic hair, or asshole with dentures. The double bottle washer called the double scrubber. The devil's udders.
The devil's udders.
The vagina's jump rope. And that's it. Which one's a winner of the grand prize?
Who are you asking?
Well, I'm talking, so I'm not asking myself. So it would be one of you three, preferably Chris and Kyle.
I don't know. I think the devil's udders. I mean, you could actually see, you know, I'm pulling on it like, yeah, it's fun.
It's kind of true, because he does kind of yank on it.
Yeah, he's like, let me think about that.
All right.
And that's what I do. I actually like thumb that. Is that what happens there, Kyle?
No, yeah,
if you can demonstrate, Chris, that'd be great.
Once there was this
beard.
He was a 90s child.
Here's the winners for tonight: Jason Hill, Folkist, TL, Shooter. Craig Greenwood. Man Angel. I don't know either. You're the funniest man in the face of the earth because you always win. And David Gale is actually our big winner. So, Chris Kyle, please tell him what the super secret squirrel prize pack is that he wins.
Super secret squirrel prize pack consists of some legit Ezra Zion merch, stickers, and cigars from every blend. And when I mean every blend, I mean every blend that we've made past to present.
Dude, send him out some of those test blends that never made it that are freaking awful. And
dude, that'd be fun. Yeah, and I'll get like, a nice little no. Dude, if I do that, he'll sit there and just be like, "Oh, dude, yeah, these guys really don't know what's going on." So yeah, probably not a good 1% idea.
1% of the blends actually make it.
But just saying, it might even contain. And this was one of the things that GA Gator asked. Was if we kept anything from the original run and how they aged, might even contain some original first production Jean-Mévu, formerly known as...
No, don't say it.
Inception.
That's bullshit.
Oh, Logan smoked all those.
Hey, man. Hey,
Logan ain't Chris. That's all I got to say.
That's true. Logan ain't Chris.
At my house, see, you can ask Kyle this. At my house, like, he knows where my humidors are. I got a wall humidor. I got a couple wall humidors and a couple tabletop humidors and everything else. But then I have to have my super secret squirrel stash humidor because every time I, like, step out of the office, the guy's RFing all my stuff. And then he's like, hey, do you have a
bag? I'm just loading my pockets up. He's like, how come every time you come to my house, you're wearing cargo pants? I'm like, they're comfortable.
I'm like, oh, you know. I got wise to him. He's like, hey, you got a bag? And I'm like, what do you need a bag for? And he goes, oh, I just want to put some of my stuff in so I can put it in the car. And I'm like, oh, all right. And then I got wise to it. He's asking for a bag because while I'm stepping out of the room, he's just going through all my stuff. But guess what? There's some originals. And I'll tell you what, that cello is yellow, and those cigars are amazing.
I thought you were going to say that.
It's unbelievable. I mean, that'll literally change life.
You need to include one beard hair. One.
They each cigar should have a beard hair tied around it.
That's a good band.
Like a bow.
We'll call it the
Dude, Chris, yours is long enough. You could legitimately shave your beard and do like a limited release called, I don't know, Devil's Pubes or something, and you could tie hair around each one.
Dude, check it out. I'll tell you guys a funny story, right? So my wife and I, we take our daughters down to get their hair cut, and my daughter's contemplating about, you know, cutting off her hair, locks for love type thing and all this other stuff. And so the conversation's going, and somebody jokes around in the salon, and they go, hey, you should shave your beard and, you know, maybe consider, you know, donating that. And I look at her, and I'm like, do you really think any person would want to have this on their head? I mean, what is wrong with you, man?
Cubes of love.
Yeah, that would make it jacked up.
Weird. Is it long enough? Is it 12 inches long? Because that's what it's got to be, right? 12 inches long, 10 inches long, to donate to Lock to Love or whatever it is.
This is a family show. You don't ask those kind of
questions. Hey-o.
Hey,
come
man.
On now.
It got weird.
Kenny Powers.
So
Transformer.
So
my brain,
we have our
my dick,
chin
and my tubes.
I'm brainstorming like chin pubes gone wild. Do we name it that? That's kind of cool.
Dude, I like it. And it could be the pubes on the box dancing around to music.
It's trendy. It's edgy. It's in the cut. Bam!
You know what? You guys really, really, really must be desperate for content if you just spent the entire last portion of the segment about my beard. That's just
hey,
incredible.
Man.
Really sucking cigars.
Dude, your beard is trending on Twitter. You got to understand that it's a thing now. It's in Cigar Snob. It's on Cigar Chat. It's messing with everybody's head, dude. That beard is freaking got like its own freaking gravitational pull. It's got its own zip code.
That's what I was gonna say. Its own zip code.
It's a thing. It's a destination spot. People like take vacation to come see it. That's what it is. If you grow it, they will come, Chris.
The rumor is that Chris Kelly's beard has its own Twitter handle.
I think somebody might have created it.
I can neither confirm nor deny. But,
dude, that is freaking awesome, dude.
Rumor has it.
That is out of control. You guys suck. You guys suck. You know what? Don't bother coming around at IPCPR. Don't bother coming around. Just keep to yourselves.
Oh, just wait. Hold the phone. Hold on.
If Allie asks me to wash some baby bottles, I'll be happy to do that, but that's where it stops.
Hey, man.
Look at it. There it is.
I can't. Dude, I love it! Who did that, dude? I dig it.
It's apparently they've sent out 4 tweets.
Worldwide, baby!
Whoever I just got a tweet that said, MF and CEO this.
Tweet to my beard rocks. Whoever has this is that, amazing. Dude,
I freaking love you and I respect you for that, because that is epic.
That is fantastic. I had nothing to do with it.
I didn't know it.
Dude.
Oh, goodness.
It's the heroes that are out there in the SIG-fed Cigar Chat audience. That's who it is. You're great American. Whoever you are, you're a great American. I was just going to say that.
All right. Are we done here, boss?
Yeah. We can be. Are you done, Rob?
And we'll just talk for an hour anyway.
I'm running out of battery life, but I've got another like 8 minutes.
Rob, what do we talk about being prepared like a Boy Scout and always having battery power?
The power's out. Rolling blackouts here in California.
No, it's not. You're full of shit.
Look.
Are they really? Is California so
what?
So
you
hard
pointed me
right
towards the window, and it's light out.
He's like, "Yeah, look at the sun.
What does
the
that
sun's
tell
out
me?
Right now. The power's out. The sun is gone."
Well, you did.
Look at the power's out. Here's a picture of the sun.
Here's a picture of the sun. No lights. Everything's still working to me. I don't know. It's going crazy, Rob. I mean, God, can you get some good help around this site? Fuck's sake, man. We got this guy. Jesus. All right, on that note, Rob's fucking lost it. He can't stop laughing. He's going to piss himself. We're done.
Oh, shit.
Oh, goodness, man. That's good. That's good right there.
Oh, man, you guys are funny.
Dude, I watch your show because I'm a fan. I watch it every week, and they're all like, it's like quality cigar media. I mean, it's like good information, great content. Everything's great. I'm just like, man, this is the most professional show. So good. And then we come on. And
yeah,
it's a complete show over here, Matt.
That's okay.
You got to just wallow in it for a while. Every now and again. And you have us.
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah. That was funny. All right.
Exactly.
Dude, are you high? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You know, what is in this tantrum, though?
Dude, laughing gas, apparently.
Some wacky tobacco in there.
It's Chris's beard.
Did we forget?
His beard that doubles his gaunch.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Did we forget to tell you that it was rolled in Colorado? I mean, you know, did we forget to put that in?
It rolled out here in California, too. Oh, shit. Okay. Okay. Composure. Keep our composure! I don't even know how to end this. Guys, thanks for joining us and dragging the show down to the point that it's at now, where I can't breathe. Logan's speechless. He's looking around the room for an exit.
I'm like, dude, it's angry elf over there yelling at people.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot as my beard? How about my beard brings all the boys? Yeah, or whatever that song is.
Please tell me that's what the Twitter is.
It is. I'm reading the tweet. Great, dude.
Holy shit.
I'm a beast.
Yeah.
I know what I'm going to be reading on the toilet from now on. That's awesome.
Whoever has that, please at least tweet once a day. And I followed you just for humor. Please tweet at least once
a
day.
I'm following. That's legit.
I will send out a tweet for people to follow you.
Yeah, must follow.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
that note. That is out of control.
Guys, we appreciate everything you guys do for you know, for us personally, and you know, everything the opportunities that you gave us with Cigar Federation. Now that Logan's in charge, I'm pretty sure that it's just going to go straight to hell. So we'll see what happens. But now, Logan, you know I love you. Big fan of Logan, like a boss.
Hey, Rob. Like a boss.
Big
Logan
fan. big Logie fan, you know, and in all seriousness, I know we've been cutting it up and everything else, but I'll just reiterate it again. I mean, you guys literally have taken this thing to a whole nother level. I expect nothing less for it to continue to go and grow. So, y'all, God bless. Good luck with everything. Not that y'all need it, because you make it happen. So, Cigar Federation in great hands. I got no doubts about that. Logan, you, Rob, the entire team, all the mods, all the people, it's BAMF, and it's going to continue to go and grow. So go for it. Good, do good things.
Cool.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, on that note, let's Costanza and wrap this one up and leave on a high note, because that was well said, and we appreciate it. We'll see you guys next week at IPCPR. We'll promise to interview you if you fit into our schedule. And I couldn't help it.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Hey, man.
Kind of a big deal.
There he is. Look at him. Big deal. Look at that guy.
Hashtag.
Look at that mug.
Hashtag big deal.
Hashtag like a boss.
Mr. Padron, I don't know if you know it or not, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Appreciate all the support, guys. Thanks for checking out the show. As always, find us at cigarfederation.com. We'll be back next week with Ariel from La Serena. We're on next Tuesday, Logan?
Correct.
All right, that's it. That's guys, it. We appreciate it. And everybody have a good rest of the week.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. Guys.